program. Welcome to Coming Attractions on. Come on.
It's still good.
I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are Koji. Not long from now, in a galaxy very, very near, it's going to be May the 4th. You guys know what that means. We're watching Star Trek in a shocking twist that everyone saw coming. The good guys are going to be talking about Star Trek Beyond specifically, but Discovery and Next Gen, I'm sure, will sneak its way in. But mostly, we're going to be talking about the JJ verse or the Kelvin timeline. Mm-hmm. When is the last time you guys have watched Star Trek Beyond? Ryan, I know you haven't seen it.
Nope.
You're a crazy person.
Well, you showed me clips so that I could see that from what you say, quote unquote, Beastie Boys save the world, I believe is
what you told me. Yeah, well, the galaxy, but yeah.
Yeah, and it sucks. But yeah. Other than that, no, I've not seen it.
I watched it within the last, I'd say 7 years. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, that's something from you. When's the last time you watched Into Darkness or the original Abrams reboot Star Trek?
Much closer to when they came out.
Yeah.
You guys haven't gone back to rewatch them?
No, I've only seen the beginning of the darkness up to like where a conference room is getting blown apart, as I told you before, and I just lost interest and fizzled out.
John Harrison's just blowing
it
up.
Yeah. Until you told me later on that it was like a Star Trek 2 remake kind of thing, I wouldn't have even known it was that from what I saw of it.
You're not at that point yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, JJ really leaned hard into darkness trying to
Should I watch it?
No.
I've seen the other two. Well, I don't remember the first one.
If you want to have a, just for completeness sake, if you want to.
If you want to watch something you'll hate, then go for it.
Well, I didn't hate the first one. I just wasn't a big fan.
No one likes reboot Into Darkness. No one likes it. I've never heard anyone be like, that is my favorite. Or not even that's my favorite. I've never heard anyone say, that is an okay movie.
Okay. I mean,
like the lowest bar I've never heard a human. Maybe J.J. Abrams would be like, I like that movie. And I'd be like, shut up. No one cares.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm just curious with those things. But I guess it's more of a punishment itself.
It's on Paramount Plus. You could go watch it.
I know it is. Until we're going to watch this, I've never had a desire to go watch Beyond either. And I've heard people say that kind of redeemed the universe or the timeline a little bit, but I've still had no desire to go and ever watch it. But especially after they announced it was not going forward. Like, what's the
point? What's the point of watching
this one off? Yeah.
Okay. As you were talking about, nobody likes this movie. I just had to look up Rotten Tomatoes and see if there's a difference in audience score, critic score. Like,
oh, please say they're both zero.
No. Take a guess. The audience score and critic score is within 5 percentage points of each other. Very close. They pretty much agree.
Don't say it's fresh. Don't say
what
it's fresh.
What do you think it is?
Yes. 52.
Single digits.
All right. The tomato score, it's certified fresh. It is 84%, and the audience score is 89.
Sheeple, listen to me. That is a bad movie. Like,
a lot of people don't think it is a bad movie, apparently.
So that must mean, if what I know about Beyond is true, that Beyond has got to be like a 90 on Rotten Tomatoes. We're playing the tomato game. We're not playing it here, but Rob's in it.
I really hope that's not the game.
I couldn't help myself looking at it. I was like, oh, I really shouldn't be looking at Rotten Tomatoes.
Is Star Trek Beyond? Because it's got to be higher, and that means it's got to be like a 90% fresh. What is it?
It is 86 fresh, 80 certain.
Only two more.
It's less on the audience. Oh,
so yeah, people hate this one worse. So you're making me watch something that people hate just as much as, much as the one you say is so trash. So
when I said 52, I was being so super, super generous.
You thought it was going to be way lower.
It should be way lower.
I said single digits.
That's too low. Yeah. Robin said 31, I'd be like, okay, it's about that.
I'm shocked it's that high. I am shocked it's that high. I don't think it's single digit bad by any means. Hot. I don't think it's single digit, but it's got flaws for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It has RoboCop in it. He's cool.
Yeah.
Like actual RoboCop makes an appearance, or you just mean
Peter Weller's in this movie? Yeah. How awesome would it be if RoboCop was just an asshole?
I think you would have liked the movie if it just showed up. He would have been like, "This is my favorite one." 86
Rotten Tomato immediately.
Yeah,
but you can't explain why RoboCop is an admiral. He just is.
Yeah, he's like the new Commander Data. Like it's just.
Instead of having Pike in the wheelchair and the beep beep beep, if it's just don't go. And Peter Weller walks into RoboCop, but he has the Admiral pips on. Show me Admiral RoboCop.
What if that was just a thing in all his movies? Like in the background, there was one 80s character that was just an Admiral in a Starfleet uniform. Like all of a sudden it's like...
I would love it. It'd be so stupid.
All of a sudden it's like Rambo's back there with his bandana.
Is he tying it?
Yeah, he's tying it just in the back. You know, like there's a Xenomorph back there in another movie just as an Admiral.
I'd love to see a delegation of Xenomorph just at some conference.
Johnny Five comes up with some pips on it. All of it.
Very good. Sounds great. Some Cylons in the background. Yeah. Like classic 80s Cylons, not six or eight or whatever number Cylon is your kink.
Right. The guys classic. From the mouse eating aliens from V or rats or whatever they you see.
TV show, the hot ones or the 80s ones?
I don't.
You don't watch the TV show? What are you?
I bet. Is it recent? Or I'm talking about this is
around Lost. It had Juliet from Lost.
No, I didn't watch that. I didn't watch. I'm talking about the.
And then
old
it had
school.
A Supergirl as like a hot alien who would eat, you know, hamsters or whatever.
They were an admiral in one for. Alien Nation to go to our back catalog with.
Yeah. Enemy Mine.
Yeah, all of them.
You know, Last Starfighter.
Maybe it'd just be like, you know, sometimes they have that like Starfleet, like UN thing, and just all the delegation is all aliens from the 80s. That's the new Federation.
That'd be fine because nerds at home would just pause it and be like, oh, look, Pinhead's back there. Pinhead is in the Federation for some reason.
And you could even merge universes and put like an Ewok or something just to fuck with people. They'd be so angry.
In Star Trek, R2-D2's in there in the debris field, right?
Oh, is that true? Star Trek?
No, the first J.J. Abrams. I think when Nero blows up some ships, there's like a debris field before the Enterprise comes in, and R2's in the debris field, I believe. That's the thing.
Interesting.
But it's not really R2-D2, because that would mean he is dead.
Yeah.
You know, R2 never dies. He'll outlive us all.
So say we all.
All right, so we're going to watch Star Trek. I got so lost in what we were doing. I was like, what? Box office game? Is that where we are? No, it's not.
No, not yet.
All right. Star Trek Beyond. It's on Paramount Plus. Let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line.
In a world where Chris Pine could pass for William Shatner, one director will bring Star Trek the fuel-injected boost that the franchise has been missing by adding motocross stunts. Starring Spider-Man as Thor's son, Siler as Spock's double, and Judge Dredd as their doctor. In space, no one can hear you scream sabotage. Crank the bass, hit the NOS, go faster, go furiouser in Star Trek Beyond.